Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
5 o'clock, time for the drive, where we talk about the biggest stories in all of sports. And that's why in a moment we're going to talk about Bill Belichick and UNC and everything that's going on down there. But we do have a texter that actually says the biggest story in sports is that quarterback Mark Sanchez tried to kill a 70-year-old guy and stabbed him and is facing federal charges. I don't know that that's the biggest story in all of sports, but it's probably the craziest story in all of sports right now.
Well, we don't know why.
Do you know what I thought of? And this is, I don't mean to make this immediate leap, but it feels like, in a way, it's a cry for help for him. Much like, you remember, there was a time before Junior Seau.
Yep.
He drove off a cliff. Early one morning off of the cliffs in La Jolla.
Yep.
And he just, oh my gosh, what's going on with, we found out that he had a lot of deep-seated issues. There's something going on with Mark, and I hope he gets the help he needs.
Absolutely. I mean, people leapt to drugs. What drug could he have been on that could have caused an incident? Because I
doesn't feel like alcohol would be enough to get that kind of behavior.
Absolutely not. And then you have the video, of him stumbling out of the alley, where you can see that he's been stabbed and he's bleeding through his shirt. It's a crazy story, and we'll see where it goes. It was also a cautionary tale of how things are reported on, and assumptions are made in certain directions, and if you don't really have
that's
the information,
so yep,
be careful with your reporting
and
tweeting and different things like that. But we're going to talk a little football, and football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So Bill Belichick is not having a lot of success at UNC, safe to say.
That's one way to put it.
Of course, when we start the drive, there's an open. It's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Yes, Dan Ball.
False start on the host.
Yep,
that's
absolutely
a 5-yard penalty.
Check, check.
Replay
yep.
the drive.
Yep. I false started, then my teammate false started.
Oh, yeah,
we all just jumped off sides, the whole damn thing.
False start, everybody but the center.
Everybody but the center, and Stiz was the center, but he was ready to go. So Bill Belichick down in North Carolina. Yesterday was a crazy day. The stories started to unfold that North Carolina, just to paraphrase, has done its investigations. There's violations in practices and recruiting that they've proven internally. There were meetings for, quote, exit strategies being held. There were reports that they are trying to basically fire him with cause so they can get out from underneath the contract and the $20+ million that they owe him over the final 2 years of the deal. And then late last night, they got together. I think it was 9:30-something was the report we had. The releases came out. I saw it on Schefter's Twitter account, but it went everywhere on socials. And your guy, Ted, Bubba Cunningham,
yeah,
said, quote, Coach Belichick has the full support of the Department of Athletics and University. Short statement. And then Bill Belichick said, I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building there.
I'm satisfied.
I just noticed this. He said there, not here. Is that not a weird building?
He was in Nantucket, not paying attention.
That is interesting. Read that again.
So I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There. Yeah. Not here.
Means, I think that's here. An interesting word.
Yeah. I did not catch that the first time.
I like that. I like that a lot. That's interesting. That's
there.
It makes it sound like he has no ownership of it.
Right. Like he's reading this from his home on Nantucket or something.
He's getting paid $10 million and he's got no ownership over it.
That's crazy.
That's a great point, but I missed that. Yep.
But what we didn't miss is that anytime statements are sent out at 9:36 at night, it's weird. And this isn't the first time. I heard Jones and Keefe talking about this, and I don't remember all along the way how many actual statements there were, but there were a lot of, like, clarifications. Jordan has not been banned, or Jordan does this, or I didn't do that, or even the verbal one where he acknowledged, oh, yeah, I'm not welcome up there, so they're not welcome here. It's pretty simple.
Right.
All these, like, basically statements, releases to clarify the chaos.
A long time now.
It's unbelievable, but do we think... So we're at 5:07 on Thursday. This is day three, basically, since this exploded. The local TV station had that first report that was detailing the, quote, disaster that the program is, which we added to Ted Johnson, an injured player, had his keys taken away and was basically told, you can't do anything for us. Get the hell out. Come back next year.
Yeah, and I heard one of the callers call in and call you out for that. That's insane. That's a horrible, horrible look. You know, to think that the thinking is he got hurt playing football for UNC,
yes,
and then now he's not allowed there because he can't really help the team. That's an awful look for UNC football.
It is, and it's
and for Bill Belichick in particular.
Bill Belichick and a continued path that I kind of put myself in, that if I were a parent and my son were on that team.
Amen, brother. I thought the same thing.
And I'm told not to approach the head coach. And then I find out, oh, my son's hurt. So he basically got kicked off the team.
We'd be talking.
I don't know if we'd be talking. I think we'd be talking very close, face to face. Maybe like a Kachuk brother might talk in a four-nation hockey game, Fitzy. Do we believe?
Go USA, boys.
Go USA.
Yeah, there you go, Keith.
But is UNC going to tell Bill Belichick to go away? These statements did nothing for me to feel like, oh, yeah, no, he's not going anywhere. They're all on the same page. It did nothing for me. I still think they're trying to figure out finances and exit strategies. Mm-hmm. Fitzy, the Cal game was brought up a week from Saturday, I believe, another bye week, so he'll be in Nantucket bathing. But do you believe he's still the head coach for the Cal game? Do you believe he makes it through the season?
It's the great question of, do you get him out now and figure out your recruiting issues for next season, or do you just let him finish the season and try to save the littlest bit of face? Not that he's going to pull some miraculous 28-3 coaching edition collegiate style turnaround and fix the mess that he's built up. But my God, it already looks awful. I mean, it is just wildfire terrible. But do you really just fire him mid-season and just wipe the slate clean of everybody, drop several bags of cash, and move on? My God, what a smear.
Okay, but let's talk through this. Let's just real quick. Let me jump in here. If you wait to fire him at the end of the season, you kind of put yourself, if you're UNC, a little bit in a tough position, because you've already claimed that he's violated recruiting protocols.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
It's already out there.
Well, it's reported that that's what they have.
Okay. So
they haven't actually brought it public, but that's the report.
Let's just assume they do. They have. If you wait to fire him at the end of the season, then Belichick can claim, well, you can't fire me for cause because you had you had these violations of me earlier in the year, and you didn't fire me then. So what makes you allowed to fire me now?
Right.
Without paying me. So I think it's going to come down to, look, Bill's going to want his money. If UNC is smart, I think you get out now, because if you wait, I think Belichick will have a case to get his money by not firing him now. I think it would behoove them, I think, to cut bait now. How do you tell recruits right now?
You can't.
They have 7 games left, and you're going to bring recruits in there to a guy who's probably not going to be there next year. What is that? Just to me, that is not a good look for UNC football program.
So the only question I have there, and I don't know enough about college football, has it really reached the point where a recruit or a transfer is just going to go where the biggest paycheck is? Is he just going to say UNC has $1.2 million on the table for me, Colorado has $1.1 million, I'm going to UNC? I don't know if it's reached that level yet. But I have an answer. I do believe they should fire him. And you know who they should replace him with? It's not Mac Brown.
Don't do it, Andy.
That was such a yesterday idea from Andy Hart. It wasn't a great idea. I slept on it. I showered. I heard Breslow in my head in the shower, and he said there's a better solution. Who has already followed Bill Belichick and is better suited for the college game is a younger coach who would love to prove he can succeed where Belichick failed.
What, are you calling Patricia?
And he, no, that would be stupid.
Okay.
He aligns.
Is that ketchup or mustard or?
It is Gerard Mayo, former Tennessee Volunteer, swoops in to lead
the
show.
That's the dumbest suggestion ever. I'm sorry.
But he and Steve Belichick get along super well.
Steve Belichick's best buddy. Jamie Collins is his former teammate.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the pro game is harder to coach or the college game?
The college game.
And so it's a good question. Gerard couldn't handle the pro game, and you think he's going to go be a good coach in college?
He can't be worse than the current coach.
I don't know.
I wouldn't say that.
He can't be worse than the current coach. The current coach has alienated or pissed off literally everybody.
That doesn't make any sense. It's amazing to me that Bill closes out all communication with all these kids. I mean, the guy is not emotionally wired to coach in college. The way he behaves, the way he communicates, you got to have every player's got to have the number of the coach and the position coaches. I mean, the worst indictment is Steve Belichick. None of the players have his cell phone. That's you talked about your son. He's got, all the coaches have Jackson's number, right? It's that's how college football is, and so to me, they all got to go. I just think the longer they keep him here, and even though the statements, okay, they're not going to fire him right away after making these statements that they did last night. But it buys them a few days. And the fact that they don't play Cal for another 8 days, I think he's going to get let go. It won't be today or tomorrow, but it's going to be probably in the next 4 or 5 days.
Do you think Bill has lost the locker room?
Yes.
The kids?
Did he ever have the locker room, Stiz?
I don't think he ever had it. I think they went, promised one thing, just like, I'm going to play for the greatest coach ever. He's going to get me to the NFL. And that has kind of fallen flat on its face very quickly. He just doesn't build relationships with people.
Steve doesn't talk to the kids. He doesn't talk to the kids. Reports are that Mike Lombardi is rude and arrogant to people. So can you imagine what that
is? So do you think some of these reports are – because what I was thinking was these are young kids. I would imagine that they would be telling their friends, which would be telling – so do you think some of these reports and sourcing are coming from some of these players?
Players and the coaches.
Yeah,
and the parents and staffers on the that work for the team.
The rats are jumping ship, or whatever one of the reports was about.
There's too much smoke, man. I mean, coaches are looking for other jobs. Bill's in negotiations for a buyout and all this other stuff. I just think there's too much smoke for this not to be something there.
I
was going to say it was a defensive assistant at the end of the reporting from Ollie Connolly, Ted, who said, what we're doing to these kids is effed up. Can you imagine 5 games into a season, your own coach saying that about what you're doing to the kids?
And that's probably somebody that's either related to Bill or a good friend of Bill or related to one of Bill's good friends that is saying that. So it's
I assumed it was Jamie Collins. That's what I heard in my head. Just because as a first-time coach who isn't related to Bill – that eliminates a couple guys, isn't suspended right now, so might not even be available, whatever, and is a former player, might actually feel bad for the way the player is getting kind of effed, as he puts it, in the situation. I wondered if Jamie Collins could be that guy.
Bill? His one time a weekend, or one of the weekends he has off, he's not doing recruiting at like modern day in L.A. where there's really good football players. He's at Tabor Academy.
So he can get on the ferry right after.
Right.
And go, actually, maybe he had his own boat. I don't know. But he got out to Nantucket shortly thereafter.
What a bad look.
It's totally a coincidence. He picked the closest school to Nantucket. Well, he could have gone, I guess, to Nantucket High, but no disrespect to them. I'm not sure there's any ACC quality football
player.
Yeah, that
would have been crazy.
So, Tabor is a football powerhouse.
Yes, Tabor is an up-and-coming football powerhouse that has actual D1 talent, and he hit that, and then he's like, well, I'm at Tabor. I might as well go to Nantucket after the game. Be crazy. I don't want to waste North Carolina's money and rent a hotel room. I'll just go to my own house.
Can we just say he was doing this for the Patriots, though? I mean, he was bye weekends. He was out. I mean, there's so much evidence.
In the second
here.
Half.
In the second
Not
half.
In the first
no,
half.
No, of course. I'm talking about your the last era. 3 or 4 years.
Okay, yeah. Your era, I actually
I'm
believe.
Talking about the last 3 or 4 years. He worked very hard early in his career.
No days off, I think, was a real thing at some point. I don't know
and
when
it
stopped.
It became, no, days off.
No, comma.
No,
days
there's
off.
Days off.
617-779-7937. Let's work in a couple phone calls. Let's start with our guy, Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
What's up, Paulie?
I hope they make him stuck. I hope they make Coach Billy Blackhot stay right where he is and make him suffer through the whole season. I really do. Drag him right through the mud. And he's getting his after what he did to the goose that laid the golden egg, Tom Brady, the guy that saved his job way back in 2001. He was going to be fired if Brady didn't come in there and make some hay. Okay, he was gone. And that was his way of saying thank you to Tom Brady, by screwing him, by railroading him right out the door. And we saw what happened over the next 5 years. He was exposed. I hope that...
I don't think so.
But
see, guys, what are we doing now? Just the world, like the Belichick bashing is getting insane.
The truth is not bashing.
But you don't think his behavior is at a point now where how do you not react to this, Fitzy? How do you?
Oh,
not
no, no, no. I get that, Ted, 100%. But now this revisionist bashing of like I want birds to crap on the statue in perpetuity. I want people to forget like. We're almost like retconning history that Belichick was a net negative sum to the six Super Bowl parts. Like this is his behavior right now, Ted, inexcusable. Do I think that he did things that are almost beyond reproach in his coaching days in the tail end when it seems like it was a rudderless operation and he preached do your job? And the funny thing was he and everyone else took on multiple jobs. So it was do your jobs and not do them very well. Yes. But some of these sins are forgivable, some a little less forgivable. But just going back and just saying he had no part of this, or at least intimating as much, feels a measure too far to me.
All right, let's go to the Twitter poll of the day. I'm in a little bit of a rut here. I like when polls are close to 50-50 or evenly split. We're in a little bit of a rut. Everybody thinks the Patriots are going to make the playoffs. Nobody thinks the Bruins are going to make the playoffs. And today's question at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons was, is what is happening at North Carolina damaging Bill Belichick's legacy, brand, and reputation?
If you asked this question a month ago, I bet you it's very different.
I agree. It is changing fast. He is losing supporters quickly. You have some hangers on. And his name is Stiz, and yep. I'm sure there's a couple out there that also with him. Obviously, it's a disaster was one option, or nope, he has six rings. Those were the two options I gave you. Obviously, it's a disaster. 77% believe that he's damaging his brand, his legacy, and his reputation. 23% say no, he won six rings. I will say we do get some very aggressive texters and Twitch chatters that still support Bill, that still say he won six Super Bowls, so it doesn't matter. Like he's
STFU.
Yeah. Right, right. And why are you talking about this? Blah, 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 because it's the biggest story in all of sports, in my opinion. But I said this earlier, and I stick by it. None of us who have been, I won't even say critical of Bill Belichick, who are just analyzing the activities at North Carolina, the way he's handled himself, the way the school is reacting to what he's doing. None of us have gone back and said, nope, he didn't win Super Bowls. He wasn't a good coach. He didn't know defense. He didn't help Ted and Willie and Lawyer and them do their jobs. Nope. That's all still true. It's also still true that in the last 4 or 5 years, and it's gotten like a snowball, it's kind of rolled and rolled and gotten bigger and bigger, and now it is flying out of control down the hill. He's made terrible decisions, personally, professionally. And now he's hurting North Carolina and their recruits and everything that goes. I don't think.
And his brand and his legacy.
Absolutely his brand.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say about his legacy is I think in the end people will just say six Super Bowls. Like that'll be the lasting image. And that, because I had these same kind of conversations with people for Deflategate and Spygate. Oh, does this destroy his legacy? Well, I don't think so, because I think people look at trophies. You still have the picture of Bill Belichick holding up a Super Bowl trophy, right? And you still get the picture of him doing whatever with his rings. Like, that speaks a lot.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, but then part of it's going to be, well, he could have had seven. He could have had eight. You know, play Malcolm Butler.
Well, he says he has eight.
Right, right. But you know what I'm saying. There's,
yes.
There's also a million, you know, kind of things that you could counter to his success and go, well, we could have had more.
Yep.
Could have had Tom Brady still. You could have maybe won another one. But no, you let him go to Tampa Bay, and where he won is his, what, seventh Super Bowl.
Yep. Fitzy, this is a weird question, but it's something we get into more in the arts, in music. And we say you have to separate the art from the artist, right? There's been so many musicians, actors.
Michael Jackson, yes. Terrible human being. Michael Jackson music, still GOAT.
Right. Yes. And I feel like, and again, it's not the same extreme. Bill Belichick has not committed crimes. He hasn't done anything of that nature. But it feels like fans around here are being forced to separate 20 years of success, 9 Super Bowls, 6 wins from what they're seeing afterwards. Right? Separating art from artist.
Yeah. We're separating the art from the artist, but it's really difficult when the art and the artist are so ultimately similar. Like, people, who was it yesterday that said we have to try to think of Bill Belichick the person, not Bill Belichick the coach? Bill Belichick the coach was great, but is now starting to slip. Bill Belichick the person has been doing things that most of our moms would not have approved of for years, if not decades. Mm-hmm. Hell, you even got almost kicked to the curb at Patriots.com for calling him out on some of his untoward behavior previously, Andrew.
It's true. There's some truth to that. Yes, he's had these issues over the years that he's dabbled. The difference was control. Well, two differences. He won, and he controlled them.
I think what's the big kind of discussion for Bill and is how responsible is he for the dynasty? Was it more him, more Tommy? Heck, I was a part of a special on Vice TV about this. It was a whole big thing. I said 10%, and it got, you know, it got Glenn in Arizona all worked up, right? So there's it's a big topic. People still are not satisfied or come to a real kind of conclusion on who was the most responsible for the dynasty. That is still a question for people, and a lot of people are using his behavior down there to kind of, you know, have a clear understanding of it. Maybe it was more Tom Brady than it was ever Bill.
This is one of my favorite texts of all time. 603. I have another question you can put in the voting. How many people think it's the TV and radio analyst broadcasters ruining Bill Belichick because you people don't stop running your mouths about him?
Wow.
Oh, it's my fault now that Bill's a mess, that North Carolina wants to fire him?
Andy, why did you kick that kid out for being injured?
That's
how
unreal.
Dare you?
Am I the reason he's 2-3? Am I the reason he doesn't have a good roster?
Why didn't you give Bill's phone number to his own players?
Why don't you
let Patriots
scouts come look at North Carolina players? Why is that? Why do you do that, Andy?
Andy, why did you forbid their social users from posting something about Drake May on Sunday?
Why don't you give your phone to the players?
Me?
Andy? What's
Am I the one that got him the 20-year-old girlfriend as well?
Andy.
Do I get any credit for that? Do I get the weight? Did I get him the $30 million deal? Do I get credit for the Super Bowls?
You're the problem.
Wait, so he gets credit for the Super Bowls and successes, but when it's bad, it's the media's fault.
Yes.
It's Andy Hart's fault.
Yep.
It's Ted Johnson. It's Nick Fitzy Stevens.
You haven't figured
aren't
that
you
out?
Listening?
That's a tremendous text. That could be Bill Belichick. That could is 603. The Nantucket area code.
No, what's Jordan's number?
That could be Jordan.
Oh, it's a Maine area code. Cool.
Oh, it could be a Maine area code. Jordan, fire him back. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls. Up next, though, we are going to get to some real football, like some of you want. Real Patriots football. They have a game on Sunday in New Orleans against the Saints. Let's take a first look at what the Saints bring to the table. That's next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Football!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
To be honest, it might be a bigger test than last week, just as far as like having success and being able to replicate that process, or you know, do it all over again, and you know, work equally as hard and attention to detail and focus. Because this opponent, I know their record doesn't say it, but that's a good football team, and they've been in one-score games plenty of times, and I don't expect it to be no different. We got to go in there with the right mindset.
That was the voice of Stephon Diggs, who's not only become the statistical on-field leader of the passing game, certainly seems like a vocal energy leader in the locker room, on the sideline, pretty much anywhere you need him.
Let me see if you guys think this is this jives with you guys. I said after the game that I feel like a little bit like Steph Diggs' impact on this team is very similar to that of how Alex Bregman had an effect on the
Red
Sox.
Did you really say that?
Right after the game.
Holy crap.
It just came into my brain. And I thought, you know what? It just feels like an Alex Bregman type of situation.
St. Diggs?
A little bit.
Wow.
A little bit. I mean,
that is amazing.
Okay.
Diggsman.
Settle down.
I know how highly you think of Bregman and what he brought to the Red Sox.
But I feel like Diggs set the tone for that game the other night.
Yes, absolutely did. Absolutely.
And so, again, you know, the biggest game of the season, you know, for him to kind of be the vocal, you know, point of kind of getting guys fired up, I'm like, oh, that feels very Bregman-esque.
The only question I would ask you in that comparison is, it wasn't Red Sox Astros. You know what I mean? Bregman wasn't going against his former team.
That's fair.
How much of a factor was it was the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen improved something?
That's true.
To the former?
But now they're playing the Saints, and he's got this statement against the Saints. So it's, you know, I think it's spilling over into, you know, more. I think the maybe the Buffalo game, because he wasn't a huge emphasis of the offense yet. Now that he is, and he played his former team, and now from this point starting going forward, he'll be even a bigger leader.
And that's why everybody should put everything they have on an anytime touchdown for Stephon Diggs on Sunday. He's scoring. I guarantee it. You're getting the Andy Hart stamp of approval guarantee.
Stiz, I called it Monday.
Stiz co-signs it because Drake May 2 weeks ago was like, we got to get Steph Diggs the ball. We got to get him the ball. And he's gotten him the ball like 17 times since in the two games. Now he's like, we got to get Steph in the end zone. He's our guy. We got to get him in the end zone. They are getting him a touchdown. I promise.
I mean, it's amazing. He's playing like 50% of the offensive snaps, but yet when he's in there, he's targeted almost 40% of the time. So it's a lot of targets when he's in there, and he's not in there that much.
You know, in the Anchorman where he says it works 100% of the time, 80% of the time.
Did that not sound right?
No, I think it was right. I think you nailed it. It was just me hearing numbers. Ooh, too many numbers.
Yeah, too much.
He added
another number. Yeah, my bad.
But no, he's been very good, and his role is still growing.
He's not playing as much as you might think, but when he is playing, they are going to him.
Absolutely. He is the centerpiece of the offense, Fitzy.
Little advanced research here from Stats and Info. The Saints are allowing 220 yards passing per game and 2.2 air touchdowns allowed.
So it's easy. Taking candy from a baby right there.
Well, I mean, when you consider the Buffalo Bills passing defense was number one in the NFL going into last week's game.
Boom.
So you would think, okay, well, then he should feast on this defense.
I did like how Tom Curran called that when we spoke with him earlier, the infinity symbol route that he ran because he kind of curled around and then curled back around the other way.
It was an excellent adjustment to his route. Like the way he kind of, he had a defender right on him and he was able to get away from him and kind of pin back around to out-leverage him to a place on the field where it was away from the middle of the field safety help and a spot where you could throw it without letting one of the defenders affect the pass.
He eats zone alive, guys.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But he was covered when Drake threw it. It looked like they were together, and he just had faith that he's going to go to the spot that I think he's going to go to kind of thing. And, that old Randy Moss, if we're even, I'm leaving. He was kind of even with the corner, and then I'm leaving you to go get the ball where my quarterback put it. 617-779-7937. Squeeze in a couple phone calls here. Let's go to our buddy Ralph in Cranston. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, guys, whoever said that he wanted to stick it to Buffalo just now, that was right with Diggs. Hopefully he's here to stay. But with Belichick, I think so many people knew this was a mistake. And, you know, guys, it reminds me of the story of Ted Williams. Williams was royalty here, but he had a bad rapport with the fans. He wouldn't tip his cap. He wasn't nice to the media either. But you win, you overcome that. And people told him, don't go coach the Washington Senators. You're like royalty here. He did. He knew it was a mistake, and he said it after. I'm not that good at it. Like Bird said, he wasn't that good at being the general manager. I hope Belichick finally faces it and says, because he sucks at this, and says, you know what? All right. And people will accept it, you know?
All right. Thanks for the call, Ralph.
That would be big of him. You know? Yeah. That'd go a long way.
Do you think?
Because he wasn't nice to a lot of people on the way up. So it's kind of – it's a lot of people – it's hard for people to hear criticism of Bill, but there's a lot of people that weren't treated good on the way up.
Wait, I know your answer to this sort of before I even ask it, but what do you think will be more humbling for Bill, firing or having to quit and walk away? If you even think he would ever choose to quit and walk away, which would be more humbling to him?
Oof.
Or
that's
neither?
A good question. What would be more, I think, quitting and walking away?
Yeah.
I think, right?
Firing, you can blame other people. You can do it. But if you kind of have to quit with your tail between your legs.
But is that off the table? Like, what if part of me thinks that maybe he's doing a self-sabotage? Maybe he really ultimately wants to get, he just hates it there. He's miserable. And so a lot of this stuff is just hoping that they will be kind of pushed to, I don't know, settle with him, make a deal and get out of this thing.
There was,
because he's not happy there.
There was a little rabbit hole of that I went down. Just random people on social media throwing conspiracy theories out there last night. And there are people that believe he did it on purpose, or then they leaked this to get him to do this.
And
to
Bill's
like,
it's very important how Bill can kind of help negotiate how the exit press conference, what do they say, what do I say, so that he saves face that way. But it's really him, in a way, quitting, but just it won't look like that on the surface.
Andy thinks there's going to be a Urban Meyer-like health grenade launched into the room.
Yeah, EKG revealed that, you know, something, blah, blah, blah. I just, I'd love to continue. I think we're headed in the right direction. The program was was really building, but I can't physically do this anymore, and I appreciate the university allowing me to take care of my health.
I would not be surprised if that's that happens.
617-779-7937. Chris in Milford, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Ken Williams, that's a dated reference.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Beat that one.
Two quick things. Bill Belichick, Ted, I know you have your feelings about him with your personal experiences, but from my perspective, obviously a lot different. Had so much respect for the guy, still do, but man, it's really sad to hear and see what's going on right now. He just needs to go off to the sunset with his 24-year-old girlfriend and call it a day. But anyway, the Patriots, huge win Sunday, obviously. They're looking good. They're sounding good. I called a few weeks ago and was super excited about the season, and man, I'm feeling it. That's all I really wanted to say for the most part. I mean, it feels good. Drake May is coming into his own. Steph Diggs is looking good. I'm feeling it. This is going to be a good year, so let's keep it going.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
I love it.
Fitzy, tell me if you agree with this. This hit me last night. Somebody texted me and was like, what's going on with Bill? And I said, well, isn't this kind of classic? Isn't it kind of classic? The fall of man, going back to like Shakespeare, is ego, greed, and women. Like, generally those three things, or some combination of a couple of those things,
sure,
take down a lot of men in the history of the world, right? And that's the story here. There's some ego, there's some greed, and there's a woman involved that has added a weird layer to the story of Bill Belichick. And I just...
Classic fall of man, or of a once infallible patriarch.
So this is a Shakespearean tragedy, Fitzy.
It is a gridiron edition of a Shakespearean tragedy for sure.
And Dan Ball flashed the light. He wants us to get the hell out of that. This,
don't underestimate the desire Bill has to make money. I think, you know, he it's almost as long as he gets his money, it doesn't matter how it looks, as long as he gets paid.
Money's part of this. Stiz was big on that this was a grab for the bag, as they say.
Yep. Something is rotten in Chapel Hill.
He's one of the highest paid coaches in college football. I think he's top three or four in college football.
He's ninth.
Or ninth,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you sure about that?
I did a three-point on it yesterday, so I'm very sure.
I ran the numbers. Yeah. I made sure I knew the numbers. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we get to another controversial coaching issue in the football world. Jonathan Gannon, head coach of the Cardinals, was seen physically assaulting, approaching, motivating one of his players on Sunday. He has been fined for it, and there's been a lot of real emotional reactions from former NFL players. And I was like, oh, we got a former NFL player on the show, so we're going to get Ted's thoughts on Jonathan Gannon putting hands on a player. That's up next here in Odds and Ends, WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-4-KIDS. So you've probably seen this by now. It's a multi-part story out of Arizona with the Cardinals. First, you had the running back DeMarcado dropping the ball before he got to the end zone. Should have put a pronunciation in for me, Dan Ball. And then he gets to the sideline, and he's being seemingly consoled by a teammate about clearly one of the dumbest, worst mistakes you can make on a football field. And they lose, by the way. And then Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Cardinals, comes over. He's talking to him. He's clearly touching him. How physically aggressive in the social media video, hard to tell. And he walks away, and he kind of whacks him as he walks away. And, well, that has reverberated in many ways. The Cardinals, I think, got ahead of the NFL and held and punished him internally to get ahead of the NFL. They fined him $100,000. He apologized. But former players are reacting in very polarizing ways. James Harrison, former Patriot, said, "You do that to me, mm-hmm. and I'm spending the night in jail because mm-hmm. I'm whooping your ass. Yeah. I'm asking you how much the bail money is."
I would think most players would say that.
Brandon Spikes, another former Patriot, said, "$100,000 fine for hard coaching? What is the world coming to that we're living in?"
Yeah.
So that was his perspective. Yeah. Ted Johnson, where are you on that?
Can I be somewhere in the middle?
Of course you can't.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
The guy in Arizona you referenced earlier was in the middle a lot. Pick a side.
Yeah. If I had to go one way or the other, I'd say you don't put your hands on a player. So that I'd have to lean more towards James Harrison, although $100,000 is a lot. The work environment in the NFL, I know it's different than any other work environment,
yep.
but you shouldn't be allowed to, like in any work environment, touch the employee. So why should it be allowed in football? So it's, if you're making me choose one side, I would choose James Harrison's side and say, look, I don't want you can't be touching guys, hitting guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I do think we get caught up in football's violent. So violence is allowed in the world of football. No. Between the lines, between the whistles, physicality. If it's outside of that, then it's violence. Then it is assault. Yeah. Then it is, workplace inappropriate touching. Yeah. Fitzy, I mean, Woody Hayes.
Yeah, that's
obviously
the extreme,
is the extreme case.
Yeah. Sure.
Or Bobby Knight
but,
to some
but
degree.
But you got to admit, when you see it, though, you're kind of like, you have a visceral kind of reaction to it, don't you?
Yeah.
It's just not what you're used to seeing. So that just because you have that reaction tells you that's not something that you should be done then, right?
You guys hear that there was an excuse being made that he was trying to, quote, motivate him?
Well, yeah. Parents who spank their kids are trying to motivate them, too. Like, when you whip the horse, you're motivating
and reprimanding. I mean, which one,
Yeah. I also think it's funny that it's Jonathan Gannon. If this had been Dan Campbell, would we look at it differently? You know, you can take the coach out of the player or whatever, but he'll never always be.
Yeah, because Dan Campbell might have accidentally ripped the guy's arm off.
Right, he is a bigger guy. But I did, like, that's a layer here. I just thought it was, like, I think Julius Peppers was the co-host with James Harrison. No, it was somebody else. It wasn't. Joe Hayden, the former Browns. He was the same way. He was like, I'd be in jail. Yeah, like, don't touch me.
You know what? It's just there's the behavior from coaches is already questionable a lot of times, and there's things that they can do that are abuse their power, and that's just one example of when we all saw it. So I think when you see something like that, it's going to be more impactful than if they did it and no one saw.
Anybody ever lay hands on Ted Johnson?
No.
And live to tell about it, bro.
I love how he scoffs. Nope. Christian Arcan, you heard laughing in the background there. You enjoyed that response. He just,
Seems like a bad idea, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. You didn't have any big coaches ever? Like your linebacker's coach wasn't an ex-linebacker at
I had,
Pepper Johnson could have kicked your ass.
99% of my coaches loved me and enjoyed coaching me. So, no, I never had that issue.
I wonder who the 1% was.
You guys don't think it was like a fireable offense, do you?
No.
You don't think that? Okay, because, I mean, you know, striking somebody, you hit somebody in anger, then that's a big deal. But, like, he hit him on the pads.
Yeah,
that's right. Sort of what I think. Like, if he took a swing at him, he'd get fired.
Right. And what
but
if
he didn't. He hit him on the pads.
Right. What if he had hit him in the bum? Like say the
turn. Spanked him?
And just like.
Like that hard?
Whacked as he went by.
It probably would have been a different scene.
No, I agree. And I don't know if. Would we be thinking assault? Would he have a $100,000 fine by the team? Would players be reacting a certain way?
Oh, players would be reacting if he spanked them that hard.
Well, when you say spank, it makes it sound different.
Hit him on the bum.
People on a football field slap each other on the ass all the time.
Right. But that wasn't like a slap ass. Like that was. He struck him angrily.
If he had. I'm just saying.
He did that on his ass.
He did it as he walked away. Well, he couldn't do it low as he walked away. Then he would have given the old cup check.
Cup check, yeah.
So he had to hit him in the chest. I'm just saying if they were rotating.
It would have been a $50,000 fine.
Yeah. And
I thought $100,000 was a little much.
It was.
Way too much.
But but you know what? He won't ever do it again.
No.
That's also a precedent center in the NFL.
There you go. That's what it is, too.
Yeah, it also does warn everybody else, teach them a lesson, keep your hands to yourself, like they say in, I don't know, preschool everywhere. Christian Arcan, what do you got tonight?
We got an hour and a half, 90 minutes of excitement. We got some more Bruins to talk about, which a caller reminded me. It was almost, I think, the anniversary of our big argument about Jeremy Swayman, which was.
And now he's good.
Dude,
yeah, which
caller,
by the way.
Called in last night and was like, remembered that fight like it was yesterday. Like, holy cow.
Traumatic for a lot of people.
He was mean.
I heard tidbits of it, and I was like, oh my goodness.
He bullied me.
Really?
Yes,
oh
I know you're giving me that
Andy
face.
Playing the victim.
You came at him, back at him pretty hard, too, though.
He told me to shut up, stupid.
For Christian
to
react that way, you must have done something to provoke it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I did nothing.
Shouldn't have been wearing that outfit, you know?
Anyway, at least he was good last night.
Yes, he was tremendous last night. The offense wasn't great. But if Jeremy Swayman, if that's like a preview of what we're going to be seeing here, not every night, but on a semi-regular basis, this team is going to be a lot better than people think. We have Yankees elimination party to get to as well. And we have to obviously talk about Bill and this now denial coming from WRAL, which I don't really buy.
Oh,
and
they're backtracking?
Yeah. Well, RAL now is saying that all that stuff that was reported by the Guardians now not true. That they're not triggering the buyout, and you know this is
and
about,
the coaches
like
aren't looking for other jobs somewhere else.
That's the point here.
Oh,
that everyone's working to improve. That was the statement.
Oh,
so we'll read that statement. We'll get to that.
Aren't we all? We're all just working to improve. We'll try to do that tomorrow. Stick around. Christian Arcan gives you 90 minutes leading into Thursday night football. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6. We'll talk to, I believe, Josh McDaniels tomorrow, as well as our buddy Mike Giardi, as the Patriots get ready for Sunday, a trip to New Orleans, a potential letdown game. Hopefully they win the game, and Ted Johnson will have the buildup tomorrow. That's all 2 to 6. Talk to you then.
Congratulations to everyone listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.